This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We're Danette down, Paulie not feeling well, a little under the weather, and he's out today. But Fritzy's here to make up for that loss.
I'm going to give it a shot. That's all I can do.
Just, you know what? Stay in your own lane. Know your limitations.
I'm not very good at that.
No,
I just get all over the place.
I've been saying that to you for 20 years now.
We even have a shirt, stay in your lane.
Seton is here today, and so is Marvin.
I have a speech impediment. He keeps making fun. I can't say SH. There's something wrong with my tongue or something.
Bracket contest. The challenge is going on. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. You have a perfect bracket. You get $1 million.
Boom.
It's Dan and the Danettes and all of our celebrity friends here. Fritzy finally stopped reaching out to all these actresses who have no idea who we are.
Supermodels and people that were in Victoria's Secret in the 90s.
Yeah, but see, you're wasting time on other things you could do for the show.
You're right, and I try to impress you. Look, I invited 230 people, 208 of them that we have no chance of getting, so what am I really doing?
Go to danpatrick.com to fill out your brackets now and see the official rules at danpatrick.com. You have till tomorrow morning by the end of the show to fill out your brackets. Yes, Seton?
Gonna say shoot or shoot.
Yeah, but he's shooting all over the place, and I need him to focus on a target. You know, I don't need a shotgun. I just need a rifle here.
I am a little anxious because 23 individuals said that they would participate, and we're getting close to the 11th hour. I've got 9 of them, so there's still 14 celeb types that have not gotten in their
seats. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this program, this hour, brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something that nobody else is doing. Double all the cash back you earn on your credit card after your first year. So everything from trips to restaurants, everything else, all doubled. And you could see the terms. Check out for yourself at discover.com/match. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Of course, our operator, Tyler's standing by. And you can email if you like. Our phone number is 877-3DP-SHOW. And you can also tweet us at DP Show. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Our streaming partner, you can download the app and watch for free. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. At one point this past season, the Jets looked like a playoff team. Then they lost 6 in a row to end the season, fell out of contention. And they do have a close to win now roster. It certainly feels, I think they're another year away, but with the right quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and he's bringing in all of his friends. They just signed Alan Lazard. Randall Cobb is on the wish list, and Mercedes Lewis. Odell Beckham Jr. III is on there as well. You got Rodgers' former quarterback coach, Nathaniel Hackett. They brought him in the offseason. So things are looking promising. Now all they need is Aaron Rodgers to agree. He's going to be on the Pat McAfee Show. If you haven't heard, he's going to be on his show later today. I thought that Rodgers would be on there yesterday and make the announcement. Maybe he makes the announcement today on Pat's show. But I started to wonder about this. Remember when LeBron had the decision and it was about, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And he didn't really give Cleveland a proper goodbye. And I wondered, does Aaron Rodgers learn from that and have a proper goodbye to Green Bay? And then you can talk about maybe going to the Jets. Or if you show up on McAfee's show, and I'm assuming he's going to have something to say, what would be more shocking? He shows up and goes, I'm going to the Jets, or I haven't made my decision. I'm thinking, if he says I haven't made my decision, that would be shocking to people. Feels like he knows where he's going. If you have a wish list here, people have a problem with the wish list. I don't. Hey, you're asking me to go there. I want to be comfortable. I want my guys. Now, I do think they already have good wide receivers. Garrett Wilson is a wonderful wide receiver. But, you know, and Davis is a really good wide receiver as well. Mercedes Lewis, I don't see him playing a lot, or Randall Cobb, but maybe they're good locker room guys. Lazard is a good second receiver, maybe third receiver on that team. But Rodgers wants, you know, it's like having comfort food. He wants to have his guys there. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, you can ask for things that, you know, people in my industry or movie stars or musicians ask for. You can ask for a lot of things. Doesn't mean they give it to you. You know, when Van Halen goes and says, this is what I want in our dressing room, or Mariah Carey says, I want a koi pond in my dressing room. Well, okay, ask for it. See if you get it. Rodgers is asking for it. Is it a demand list or a wish list? Because it does feel like this isn't a wish list. This is, you want me, you got to do this. And we're going to find out if the Jets are going to do it, which they probably will. Now, the tricky part for me is OBJ, because OBJ wants $20 million a year. Alan Lazard got paid. I think he's getting $11 million a year. I don't know what Randall Cobb or Mercedes Lewis can ask for, but OBJ is a big ticket item. That's $20 million. And that's where the Jets might have a problem. But for the most part, if Aaron Rodgers wants these guys and they make the team better, then great. Do I think Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis make them better? No, I don't. But I do think Alan Lazard gives them another option there. And if you're going to bring in OBJ, now all of a sudden you got everybody's attention. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it's like with Aaron Rodgers, what good is having that sword if you never swing it? You know what I mean? If you've played yourself into a position where you have all of this leverage and you can make those kinds of demands, yeah, you might as well do it, right? Although it could also appear that they have the Jets in a little bit of a headlock. You know what I mean?
Oh, they definitely do.
And that's
because
tough.
We wondered about what was Plan B. And I guess Plan B will be Lamar Jackson. But then there's no guarantee that Baltimore wouldn't match whatever the Jets would offer. You know, they weren't in on the Jimmy G sweepstakes. Derek Carr, I think, was interested, at least from what I'm told, to go to the Jets, but the Jets were not committed to Derek Carr because they were still trying for Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr didn't want to wait around, and therefore he went to New Orleans. But now you're in this situation of drafts coming up. Mike White, who may have been the quarterback for you, he just signed with the Dolphins as a backup. So now you got Zach Wilson. Not much else there, but you do have a really good team, a team in waiting, and I do think a playoff team this year. But Aaron Rodgers, the wait and see, the wish list, and we'll talk to Diana Rossini from the Mothership. She'll join us a little later on. She's the one that found out about the wish list. The Hall of Famer, Mike Francesa, will give us his thoughts on the Jets coming up as well. Your phone calls are welcome. Seat and poll question today is going to be what?
Well, we got a couple Aaron Rodgers poll questions, which we can go with. All one right. Simple, will he make an announcement today, yes or no?
I hope he says goodbye to the Packers and that his appearance on Pat McAfee is Packer heavy, because he should. And you know, here's another thing, and Trey Wingo's been reporting on this, that the deal is done, the holdup is not Aaron Rodgers, so that might be compensation that the Packers are asking for. Now the Packers have the Jets maybe over a barrel. Packers are moving on. They want Jordan Love. Now you can say to the Jets, you know, we were thinking we wanted a first-round pick, but we'd like to have a second first-round pick. And then you're going to squeeze the Jets. So the Jets are going to come out of this probably not quite sure what happened, what they gave up, sacrificed. But if you get a franchise quarterback, and they haven't had that in a long, long time, it'll eventually, you know, work itself out that way. That you might be like, oh, he's a diva. He's got a wish list. Okay. Let's see what he does when he gets there. Once you start winning and playing well, it's when he doesn't. That's when I want to see what happens with the Jets fans. Yes, Seton.
Because, like, Russell Wilson clearly had a wish list too, although I don't think it involved people.
No, but he wanted his own office there.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to be part of the front office there, and that rubbed people the wrong way. But there are certain quarterbacks who say, hey, I want that guy. Yeah. Or how about LeBron? LeBron always wanted James Jones to be on the roster. I was like, how is James Jones in another NBA Finals? But LeBron wanted James Jones to be on the roster with him. There's certain players, you know, hey, I want my my buddy, my running mate on there.
And let's get James in here,
yeah.
Okay?
LeBron, any demands? Yeah, I need to have James Jones. What? Yeah, I need to have James Jones.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Their streak to the finals is just unparalleled.
How many finals did James Jones play in?
I'm going to say seven, but I'll double check.
All right, so
here's another one for you, okay. Dan. And we have to populate this one a little bit, but who's the most interesting team in the NFL today? Could be the Jets. Jets are super interesting right now, right?
Yeah, yes.
I think the Raiders are fascinating right now.
Yeah, but they might be fascinating in like a car crash type feel. Like it feels messy with the Raiders. Like you got Jimmy G, you lost Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs is back, got Devontae Adams. You got a coach who I don't know if he's a head coach in Josh McDaniels.
He's having a tough run lately.
Yeah.
He's having a real tough run.
Well, they lost so many close games, and usually that comes down to the coach and the quarterback, when you lose those close games. Now he brought in Jimmy G, and all he does is win. But, yeah, I'd say the Raiders are interesting, but if I'm a Raiders fan, probably not in a good way.
Do you think that – how much of an upgrade is Jimmy Garoppolo over Derek Carr?
I don't think he's an upgrade.
Yeah, I don't know. Because that could be another poll question, actually. Is he massive, moderate, or minuscule?
Yeah, I don't think he's an upgrade. It's a lateral, cheaper move, it feels like. But they put a lot of blame on Derek Carr. And I think there should have been a lot of blame on that head coach.
Yeah, he gets a lot of blame. But also, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't seem to get any credit. He's played well.
He gets credit because everybody says all he does is win. I mean, that's the ultimate credit.
But he just said he's barely better than Derek Carr.
Yes, but how many other quarterbacks in history have we said all he does is win?
Tim Tebow. So that's the comp, right? Tim Tebow, all he does is
all
win.
He does
right?
is
they,
win.
They had like remix songs about all he does is win, Tim Tebow.
Tebow time.
But Jimmy Garoppolo, if you look at his career, you know, year to year, he's performed really well. And he was rewarded with that by the 49ers trading up to get a dude that they never played.
Exactly. Exactly. And they tried to get rid of him.
And then couldn't.
Yeah. Nobody wanted him. And then Josh McDaniels taking him back, you know, for the reunion tour with their days in New England.
Yeah.
Yes, Marv.
What were they thinking trading Darren Waller? Like, do you know what their plan is?
Well, I don't think Darren Waller. No, I don't know. I mean, Darren Waller was getting married. Josh McDaniels, I think, spoiled the announcement.
Accurate.
And then they didn't invite Josh McDaniels to the wedding because Darren Waller is married to a WNBA player.
Yeah, Kelsey Plum.
Yes. And I think she put it out there that he wasn't invited to the wedding.
She sure did.
That's a great move for the Giants. I mean, Waller has shown a lot of promise there. Now you got another Danny Dimes option there, and you got Saquon Barkley, so things are looking up for the G-men there. What else, Seton O'Connor?
One of those other interesting teams, the Ravens.
Ooh.
That's an interesting situation.
I would love, and they'd be my new favorite team, if the Falcons sign Lamar Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
I would exactly love that. Right. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. The wings at Magic City?
Oh!
Half off.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Not the only thing that's half off. That's
exactly. Bloop, bloop. Okay. Lamar Jackson in Atlanta would be great.
Playing inside?
Yes. Seeing him on that turf?
Yep.
But I don't know if anybody's going to put up that kind of money.
Do you think that we all like Lamar Jackson going to the Falcons so much because we've kind of seen it in that uniform before?
With Michael Vick?
Yeah. It's kind of like we know what that looks like, and it was awesome.
No, I think they have a couple of weapons there. They just got Bates as their, you know, defensive back. Arthur Smith is an offensive-minded guy. I don't know. It just feels like I'd love to see Lamar on turf and watch him rush for 2,000 yards. but you know, the Ravens said they didn't even give him the exclusive franchise tag. It's like they gave him the non. And then they're saying to him, yeah, go out, see if anybody wants you. Go ahead. I mean, that was disrespectful. You don't even give him a franchise tag to say, you know what, you're worth, you know, $40 million. Nah, you're $31 million non-exclusive. Somebody wants you, they can come in and get you. Hey, but we love you. They keep saying, we love him. Well, they love him, but. Yes, Marv.
That's like your wife giving you a hall pass because she does not believe that you would go out there and do damage. Like, no, go ahead. No, have a hall pass. Yeah. I give you want a week? I give you 2 weeks. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if I saw it quite like that the Ravens are saying to Lamar, go ahead, sleep with somebody.
But they're kind of,
yeah, they are.
They're daring other teams. Like, yeah, go ahead.
But they love him. They keep saying, but we love Lamar. Okay. You know what Cleveland did? They loved Deshaun Watson and gave him a totally guaranteed contract.
Why did they do that?
Because they were desperate.
I love that it's already being restructured.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to be restructuring that for the next 15 years.
They are. They are.
Why did they do that?
Yes, Todd.
If the Falcons swoop in and grab Lamar, they'd be real dirty birds for doing that. What do you think of that one?
What did I tell you before we started the show?
In my lane?
That is his lane, though.
I thought it was kind of my lane.
Crappy jokes is 100% occupied.
The Dirty Birds, okay. The Jamal Anderson days.
But I said that, you know, Paulie not here, I don't want you to make up for that.
I'm trying too hard, is what you're saying.
Yes, you don't need to.
Okay.
Just be you, okay?
But I would have said that anyway with Paulie here. He would have turned around and given me a look, and then we'd move on, and that's fine, too.
And people, like on radio, you don't know this, but when Fritzy says something stupid, which happens a lot, Paulie will turn and give him a look like that was stupid.
There was one show about 38% of the time, not that I was keeping track, he was looking back here more than he was facing him.
38.
Not that you were keeping.
I did like an algorithm. I don't know how I came up with that. I did like an Excel worksheet on it.
Phone calls are welcome. We'll settle on our poll question. I think it's Aaron Rodgers related. And Lamar Jackson at 4 o'clock today is allowed to flirt with other teams and vice versa. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Underdogs, upsets, unbelievable action. DraftKings Sportsbook, biggest tournament. College basketball is here. Started last night. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. And if for a limited time, all customers can score a no-sweat bet during round one and round two of the tournament. You go to the app, opt in, place a no-sweat bet this weekend, and if it doesn't hit, you get a bonus bet back up to $10. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up with the code Patrick. New customers can bet $5. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We'll get to phone calls coming up. Got a couple of great tweets from this audience. Seton, you want to enlighten the audience on some of these suggestions that we have so far?
Sometimes Twitter is just great.
They are.
This guy, John, wrote in, 2022, Aaron Rodgers has no weapons. 2023, he wants half the Packers offense to come with him. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah?
That's fair.
Okay.
Then there's another Aaron Rodgers meme right now that says, Aaron Rodgers is currently the quarterback of the Packers, GM of the Jets, and owner of the Bears. Incredible.
If he stayed in Green Bay, that would make for a great T-shirt.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Play of the day is coming up. We'll get to phone calls, and our poll question has to do with Aaron Rodgers, and that's, will he make a decision today?
Yeah, sure. We'll start easy. We'll go with, will Aaron Rodgers make an announcement today? For the love of God, please yes or no.
Yeah, I think he's going to, but I don't know how long he's going to be on Pat McAfee's show, but I'm hoping that half of the appearance has to do with the Packers. If he is indeed going to the Jets or making that announcement.
It would be pretty amazing, though, if this whole thing was just a big pump fake. He's like, you know, I'm not ready yet, actually. I'm still deciding on my future.
Well, I think there's a possibility of that. Yes, Todd.
Can you overstay your waiting for welcome? Like, if you're a Jet fan, does it get to a point where you're like, you know what? Forget this guy already. Let's figure out who our quarterback is. He's playing games with us. He may not come here. We need to figure out what we're doing.
You're only waiting a couple of days. You've waited decades for a franchise quarterback.
Does the excitement get a little less the longer this takes? It's like, we're excited. We can't wait for him to come. And he keeps dragging it out where it's like, okay, it becomes less of a big deal eventually when he goes.
If you said, hey, you're going to get him in June, you got to wait till June. You still get him. If I'm a Jets fan, the worst case scenario is we don't get him. If we get him, I'll take him whenever we get him. And that'll probably be sooner than later. But, you know, the Packers may be holding this up as well. If the report is true that Rodgers isn't holding this up, it's the Packers. But I would still think if I'm Rodgers, you got Alan Lazard under contract. Are you going to bring in Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis? And then the big ticket item is OBJ. because that's he wants $20 million, and he wouldn't even be your number one wide receiver. That'd be Garrett Wilson. I saw this with Ja Morant, the Instagram Live where he showed, you know, brandished a gun in a strip club in Denver, could cost him just under $40 million. He's in a counseling program in Florida, so there's no time frame for him to come back. Although very respected NBA reporter Mark Spears implied that Ja Morant will not play for the Grizzlies the rest of this season. I haven't heard anything to back that up or a second source on that, but Mark Spears is well-connected. In the offseason, Ja Morant signed a five-year max rookie extension with Memphis. So that guarantees him $194 million. If he makes one of the three All-NBA teams this season, his contract would then be worth $233 million. Keep in mind, he's averaging 27, 6, and 8 assists per game. He would easily make one of the top three All-NBA teams. But with the extended absence, the chances of him earning All-NBA are starting to fade away. Also, you know, he had the Grizzlies with the second-best record in the Western Conference before he was suspended or took his leave of absence there. If he doesn't earn a selection on any of the All-NBA teams, it wouldn't be the first financial loss caused by this situation at the strip club. Powerade was featuring Ja Morant in a commercial that was pulled last week. He signed a multi-year endorsement deal to become the face of the relaunch of Powerade. Powerade was planning on spending $10 million on commercials on radio and TV, but now not doing that. And once again, Mark Spears was with Brian Windhorst on his podcast, and he implied that Ja Morant will not be coming back to the Grizzlies this season. Now, I know that, you know, we get obsessed with the bottom line of money, but the most important issue is Ja Morant has got to get his life correct at 23. And yes, he's going to lose this money. He could be losing a whole lot more than that if he doesn't get himself right. And whatever that takes, however long that takes, really, that should be the focus, and it won't be the focus. It'll be, because he did this at the strip club, it's going to cost him $40 million. And it should be, he did this at the strip club, and maybe down the road, he'll be thankful that that did happen, that it we did see it, and it got him to get help and help that he needed. But at age 23, he could, you know, have a half a billion dollars, if not more, waiting for him when it's all said and done. And that's the bigger picture. That should be, is his health. Whatever that is, if it, there's substance abuse or mental health or whatever it might be, that, you know, this is the important time for. Yes, Eden.
Is that why you think this story, I don't know if resonates is the right word, but has become so big because of Ja Morant's potential and, like, almost from an angle of people are just concerned? Because, I mean, it's a big story, and really when you, I'm not minimizing anything, but there is part of my brain that is like, okay, so he showed a gun in a video. I mean, there's definitely way worse things that have happened in the world.
True.
You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't use the gun.
Well, it and, you know, this is, there's a lot of allegedly did something, but, you know, it starts to, you know, there's a lot more, it feels like, with Ja Morant. Or
there's a lot of smoke around that.
There is. Or there could be, you know, this could mushroom. And I think that's where, you know, he needs to understand, which I think he does now. Those around him need to understand, which I think they do now, whether it's his dad, the organization. And you got to make sure that you have somewhat control over him, or at least that he'll listen to somebody in there. Because you surround yourself, let's face it, you surround yourself with people who tell you yes. That's why they're called yes men. And, you know, they're not going to say no. They're going to be along for the ride with you. And it's not, I'm not going to put all this on, you know, the guys that he runs with. It ultimately comes back to him. And where's his moral compass in all of this? But he's 23. And as much as he looks like a grown-up and plays, you know, like a grown-up on the basketball floor, that doesn't mean he's a grown-up. But I think we have this, like, wow, he's got everything. Does he? Yes, Tom.
You also have to wonder if there's other things we don't know about that have gone unreported or behind closed doors to go from it's not that big a deal, just holding up a gun for a second, to now you're in a counseling program and there's a well-respected reporter saying he may be done for the year. So there's got to be, you would think, something beyond a couple of these alleged things to end up away in a counseling program and away for the year.
Maybe. Well, the NBA hasn't even responded with their investigation. And I don't know, you know, we haven't... The word suspend has not been used officially. Now, it's been labeled that with, you know, different articles, different reporters. But when we ask the NBA, they have not suspended him. Now, if Memphis did, they're, you know, doing it in its semantics. He's suspended. We're just saying he's taking a leave of absence. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, and I think with the gun in the club, I think people want to be proactive rather than reactive, because what if this happens again and he flashes a gun and somebody might take that the wrong way who also has a gun, and you know, you could forget about the money. His life was at stake. So yeah. I think it's trying to be proactive, and a lot of people are rooting for him too. Like, look, is a guy from a small college that went to a small market team that made him relevant. And I think people are rooting for him for the most part.
Yeah. And I said this from the beginning, I'm not here to condemn him, but you know, you're just trying to look at the situation in totality. That you do have all this talent. You do have all of these things at your fingertips. But it all goes away with something stupid. And you've been flirting with stupid. Don't flirt anymore. And don't try to be something that you're not. Yeah, Seton.
Maybe I'm missing the headlines or the quotes, but it feels like the NBA is awfully quiet about all this.
Yes. But they might have said to Memphis, you deal with this. You deal with this. Not remember when we had Gilbert Arenas on, and you know, Gilbert said that he was told the NBA can't do anything to John Morant in this situation, and those were his words. And I'm thinking, I gotta believe the NBA could say conduct detrimental, or there'd be something the NBA could do. But are they still? I guess their investigation is still ongoing here.
Just seems odd. Like, yeah, Adam Silver really hasn't said anything about it. Feels like,
yeah. But John Morant, that max rookie deal, and if you're part of the first, second, or third team, then you know, his contract goes up almost $40 million. And that'll be the headline, but it should be John Morant getting himself correct here. You know, the commissioner did talk about, and he did this with me, this was a while ago, might have been last year when I talked to him, but it had to do with, how many games should you play, and why don't you have a minimum number to be able to qualify? And also, take away positions on the all-NBA teams. I mean, Rudy Gobert would make first, second, or third team, and he's not one of the top 15 players in the NBA. And we have positionless basketball teams now. Like, is Luka a point guard? Yeah. Is LeBron? What do you list LeBron as? Is he a power forward? Is he a two? Well, there's so much money that's attached to this. And I said to the commissioner, you shouldn't have that. Give me the five best players, the next five, and then the next five. That's how you should reward all NBA teams. Because you can have a center who plays, you know, out at the three position. I mean, is Joel Embiid a center? Is Karl Anthony Towns a center? Yes, Heaton.
Well, that's another thing that Gilbert Arenas had spoken about before, where he calls Grant Hill the prototype, because he was the first dude sort of like that big to have handles that other people couldn't keep up with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Michael Jordan and even him, you know what I mean? So he always calls Grant Hill the prototype, because that's when basketball changed.
Yeah, I found that really interesting that, you know, Grant Hill would have been probably one of the top 15 players of all time had he stayed healthy and, you know, went through a lot of surgeries there, but what he was at Duke and when he first came into the league, he was going to be the next Jordan. And you got the feeling he could have been the next Jordan. Very charismatic, good looking guy, extremely talented. And then he had the injuries. But for Gilbert to say, to watch Grant Hill cross people over, and at that size, that's where he was like, oh, the NBA has changed. We were also talking about this recently, and that's, you know, when you chase a ring. And I go back to Kevin Garnett. When Kevin was in Minnesota, he wasn't going to play for a ring. They went to the Western Conference Finals, I think, once. But I had great respect for Kevin Garnett. He didn't say, you got to get me out of here. He was willing to play for the team that drafted him. He didn't like ownership, but he was willing to stay. And then he goes to Boston, he gets traded, and he ends up winning a championship. But he didn't chase a ring. And I think we're waiting for Dame Lillard to chase a ring. And Dame Lillard was on the podcast with J.J. Redick, Old Man in the Three podcast, and he talked about how everybody makes it about rings.
I was talking after a game like a week ago, and I was just like, they was asking me about Dame, but like, to win a ring. And I'm like, bro, I don't need to prove to y'all that I want to win a ring. Why the hell do I play? Like, I don't need to prove that to y'all, but we cannot keep acting like, while I understand we play to win championships, we all want to win the championship, we can't keep acting like nothing matters, like the rest of the stuff, the journey doesn't matter. We can't keep doing that.
And he's right. He's loyal to a franchise, and that could be a negative in some people's eyes. But when you think about chasing rings, there's two people that it applies to. In my opinion, there's only two, and it's LeBron and KD. LeBron labeled as chasing a ring or two in Miami. KD chased a ring when he went to Golden State. Other than that, I know Barkley tried to chase a ring. Karl Malone tried to chase a ring when he went to the Lakers. Gary Payton. But modern day, who do we talk about and say, oh, you're trying to, you know, chase a ring? Yeah, Mark.
Why is that a negative connotation to, quote unquote, ring chasing? Because you only chase two things in the league, rings and money.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to say, oh, you went there for the money or you went there for the ring. And no matter what, a lot of times guys are in lose-lose situations.
Yeah, but we hold on to this tradition of, you know, Larry Bird didn't go anyplace else, or Magic didn't go anyplace else, and they stayed with it. You know, John Stockton didn't go. So it's the old school mentality of you don't chase a ring. When Barkley went to Houston with Scottie Pippen, it's like, what are you doing? Chasing a ring. Yeah, Marv.
And also, I think the worst label in sports, or the worst term in pro sports, is the word loyalty. Because, look, if you don't like a coach, fire him. Get rid of him. Why do we still have him? But he just signed a deal. He was, quote, being loyal. But as soon as your favorite player leaves for a different team, you're not loyal.
Yeah.
Like, pick one. Which one is it?
There, yes. Sometimes we look at loyalty as a negative. Like, Dame Lillard's being loyal. Well, you got to get out. You know, he should be playing with the Knicks. Like, why? He's doing what we want our athletes to do. You drafted me, you pay me. And then if you stay, then it's about the money. Oh, if you stay, you get more money. Why don't you, you know, take less money and go try to win a ring? And you can understand why these athletes, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I think the reason why we look at LeBron and KD and chasing rings is what it means historically. Because if LeBron wins another one, well, now all of a sudden we're knocking on Jordan's door. Now you're separating yourself. Or, hey, Magic had five and Kobe had five. And now LeBron, you know, where his place is in history. If KD wins another one, what if Steph Curry wins another one? And Steph's not chasing a ring going someplace else. But here's KD in Phoenix. He wanted out of Brooklyn. Now he's chasing a ring by going to Phoenix, because they might be the odds-on favorites right now in the West. LeBron going to the Lakers, he won the bubble title. Is he going to leave again and chase a ring again? And you can't rule that out. But that's what his legacy, that's all that's left, is how many rings do I, for KD. He can get 35,000 points. We're going to come back and say, how many rings did he have? And he's still going to be labeled a ring chaser. LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland. I think if Chris Bosh was willing to leave Toronto and come to Cleveland, Chris is like, I'm not even flying over Ohio. I'm going right to Miami. And then LeBron goes, I can't get anybody to play here. And then he goes to Miami. Yeah, Seed.
I wonder if the idea of chasing rings, sort of to Dame Lillard's point, eventually it's the new normal. Right? Where that's kind of the way the league operates. People are just trying to match themselves up with the best teammates to win rings. I wonder if that, the concept, or that being a negative, fades with time.
Well, I think LeBron is, you know, pinata, that he's always going to be a topic, and therefore we usually, you know, see people going at him in a negative way, chasing rings, KD the same way. Although I don't see KD as polarizing. I mean, I love him. I think he's a baller. I mean, that dude, when he's on the floor, he loves playing basketball. And there's not a lot of drama when he's on the floor. Other stuff, off the floor a little bit, but still. And did he chase a ring? Yeah. Was I disappointed? Because I wanted to see Oklahoma City stay competitive and beat Golden State. You had him. That's what I wanted. I don't want everybody who's going to be on this team and then all of a sudden you got a super team. I like that there's possibilities, storylines where somebody comes out of nowhere. I mean, that's what's great about sports. You get the opportunity instead of, I don't think we can beat them. I'm going to join them. And that was the only part I didn't like. And he wasn't going to get credit as he probably should because he was the best player on the team and won the finals MVP twice. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play, is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Jackson walks into the forecourt. How many times have I said that tonight? Ennison head of the key. Over to Williams. Catch and shoot over Branson. Pure! He drains a three. He kisses his fingers. Puts three fingers in the air.
Texas A&M Corpus Christi defeats Southeast Missouri State. Play in action courtesy of Westwood One. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at PXG. My new golf clubs, and I've been swinging them this morning, and the Danettes are tired of hearing me say, Damn, look at that shot. PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. Schedule a fitting and build in some time because it's very thorough. Going to take you a couple hours, but they have it down. Swing some PXGs and you'll agree nobody makes golf clubs the way they do. Period.
I am swinging these clubs well.
I know.
I'm hitting the ball well.
I've been on the simulator just banging balls, and the Danettes don't even acknowledge me when I say, man. Like, I'm waiting for a little acknowledgement. I'm not getting it. I mean, I'm piping it. I am. By the way, did you see where United States Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient, the British Open folks, they are talking about limiting the distance a golf ball can go. They would like for it to travel 15 yards less than it is right now. And now this wouldn't affect us. They would use a different golf ball for the professional players that they're worried about how far they're hitting it. Yes, Eden.
Why are they worried about how far they're hitting it?
Well, I think there are some golf courses that they don't want rendered obsolete. That would be, I guess, the only thing I could think of that you can't add anymore. Like the 13th hole at Augusta, I think they just added maybe 20 to 30 yards on that. But, you know, there's some courses where there's no land left. You can't change it. You can't add anything to it. Yeah, see.
So then doesn't the, like, topography of the course or whatever accomplish what they're trying to do for them? If the courses are too small and they can't get longer,
well, this
then
is,
it forces people to hit the ball shorter?
Well, this is what I've always said. When, you know, they were trying to lengthen Augusta because of Tiger. Tiger proof it. Well, you don't lengthen something where the guy who hits it farther than everybody else, so why are you lengthening it? What you do is you put a premium on putting the ball in play in the fairway. And this is what I think that they should do. Make the fairways more narrow, have rough that's a little bit higher, and put a premium on putting the ball in play. But, you know, Phil Mickelson said this to me years ago. And because I said, it looks like you're just hitting it as hard as you can. He goes, I am, but I'd rather have an 8-iron in my hand, even though I might not be on the fairway, than you having a 6-iron and you're in the fairway. Now, that's Phil's logic, and he's always, you know, he's a shot maker and always, you know, trying to get out of trouble there. But, yeah, this is what they're talking about, that they don't want the ball going more than, you know, 320 yards. But I love seeing that. And I want to play the same golf ball that Rory plays and hits it that far, the same clubs that these guys play, and the same course that they play. You know, the first time I went to Augusta and I got to the 18th, I went all the way back. I wanted to hit where the pros hit from.
Yeah.
And out of that chute, and the trees are there, and it's narrow, and there's a bunker there on the left, and I'm like, yeah, that's what you want to do. And you want to play, you know, the same courses that they're able to play, or play it from the, you know, the tips if you want to. You go to Riviera and you want to play it from the tips, just like the pros do. And you get that feeling of just how great they are. But I don't want them limiting where the golf balls are going. You know, they're probably going to talk about, you know, club manufacturers as well. But I love the, here was the quote from a Titleist rep. A solution in search of a problem. That's a great quote.
That's a great line.
Yes. Like, all right, what's the problem? I don't know, but here's the solution. Yeah. We're going to limit how far a golf ball can go. Are the scores that much better because of all this distance? You still have to make shots. Bottom line, right? I don't care how far you hit it. Can you putt? Can you chip? Check in with the Jets coming up. Is this the day?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.